are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Carl Moeller, president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. We want to get his thoughts today on a story gathering more attention, and that's that the U.S. military had confiscated and destroyed a shipment of Bibles sent to one U.S. soldier from his local church that had been translated into the local Pashto and Dari languages. So is this just the military being culturally sensitive, or should this be considered an outrage among Christians? And Carl, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you again, Greg.
Troops on active duty in these war zones, Carl, are ordered not to try to convert other people to Christianity. But what do you make of this effort by the military to not only confiscate but destroy these Bibles?
Obviously, we understand the nature of the military's regulation, but what doesn't make sense is that they would take the opportunity to not just impound or return these Bibles, but to literally destroy them. Which I don't know, I think should be an offense to all Christians who care about the Word of God, regardless of what language it's in. And I think that we really are dangerous territory here when we talk about our government, our military actually, destroying Bibles so that Christians can't display their faith openly.
I don't know how familiar you are with U.S. military policy on this. Forced proselytization is probably something that would definitely be frowned upon. But what's your focus? What's your position on perhaps if an Afghan villager, for example, asks a soldier what he believes and why?
Yeah, I think this is the key because, you know, with every respect to the military's policy about not proselytizing, there are many times where soldiers are befriended by villagers and other townspeople where they're serving. And in the course of these conversations, naturally, if a soldier is a strong believer in Jesus Christ, their faith comes up. And in many cases, the opportunity to witness to those people about the love that Jesus has given to these soldiers in their hearts and literally the compassion that they have for those people can often come out. I think the most disturbing thing about this situation is not that the Army decided that contact in this manner would be inappropriate for these soldiers, but that they took the extra step of literally destroying these Bibles instead of returning them to the church that sent them to the soldier or even just impounding them for the soldier until he was able to leave the country. I mean, this is the kind of unnecessary, flagrant attack, really, on Christians that if the circumstances had been slightly different, if in fact this had been a Muslim soldier and in fact these had been Qurans that were destroyed in this way, I'm sure that the uproar that we would hear would be far greater than the virtual silence we're hearing now.
Well, in fact, we have heard things like that. Even turned out to be a false story about one Quran being flushed down a toilet at Guantanamo several years ago, and that created an international uproar. So you're right. If the circumstances had been different, we might have seen a lot more attention and a lot more outrage at this. What do you know, Carl, if anything, about the historical military policy on this in terms of confiscation and destruction of Bibles or just the attitude towards Christianity in general?
Well, I'm not sure, and certainly, you know, there are many great servants of the Lord who are serving in our military as well, those that are both on active duty, those that are in reserves, and of course, the great members of the clergy that serve in the chaplaincy. And we're not at all condemning the military for being the military and having regulations in regard to the evangelization of countries that they are stationed in. However, you know, there are ways to enforce this policy that don't have to take the extra step of actually throwing something into the face of those Christians that revere the Bible, that take the Bible as the Word of God and the destruction of it as a great act of offense. There are ways to be able to enforce whatever policies the Army has in this regard. This is the first situation that I'm aware of, and I'm sure there must be others, where Bibles were destroyed in this manner rather than simply impounded or returned.
Carl, we mentioned in passing the fact that Muslims converting away to another faith is a crime there. In fact, it's a capital offense, and so trying to convert someone away from Islam is also a crime. Where does Afghanistan stack up on your world watch list, and which way is it trending?
Well, it's in the top 10 countries in the world where we rank the persecution of Christians most severe. Afghanistan is definitely trending upwards in that sense because of the rise of the Taliban. During the years of the Taliban's rule in Afghanistan, it was one of the top five countries in the world during that time because of its intense persecution of Christians. We're fearful in some ways that those days of religious intolerance and severe persecution are returning to Afghanistan. You know, frankly, the number of Christians in Afghanistan is minuscule compared to the Muslim population, and yet they are continuing to grow. They are continuing to use the opportunities that they have to share their faith. And although many of them are in hiding as secret believers, we get many reports of those that are turning to faith in Jesus Christ and making a bold witness. So this story is especially sad on a number of levels because the Afghans themselves who are turning to Christ are willing to face up to almost any hardship in order to follow Jesus Christ. And here we are, the military of the greatest nation in the world and certainly one that has many, many Christians within its ranks, taking an unnecessary step of actually destroying Bibles to seemingly make a statement about enforcing its policy.
Carl, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you to be with us, as always, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.
God bless you, too, sir. Carl Moeller is president of Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations in the world assisting the persecuted Christian church. This is Dateline Washington.